Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola, bienvenidos al episodio 192. Welcome to episode 192 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. Now, I know that there are many ways to say you know in Spanish. So there are two main verbs that people are aware of, saber and conocer. And both of them translate to English as to know. But I find that it can be really difficult for Spanish learners to figure out which one to use in which situation because we only have one word for it in English. So I thought in this episode we would dive into la diferencia, or the difference between saber and conocer. And because this is Learn Spanish con Salsa, of course, we will be doing that with music. So there's a song that I heard recently. I thought this would be a great way to explore this topic. And it is reggaeton, which I usually don't do a whole lot of on the podcast. But every now and then, there's a song I like to explore. And this one's pretty catchy. So I think it does illustrate different ways to say that you know something or someone. And we can kind of dive into the difference between saber and conocer. And I'm also going to share another, maybe lesser known way of saying that you are familiar with someone or that you know something. So we will not only cover saber and conocer, but we'll also talk about some other expressions that you can use in your daily conversation. So I hope that you find this to be useful and you'll also get to add a song to your playlist. So let's jump right into it. The song is called Que Pena, and it's by Maluma, and it features J Balvin. So this song is pretty recent, and it's a pretty catchy song. Now, like most reggaeton, it's kind of a party song, so do not expect to find enlightenment in these lyrics. but there are some lessons that we can learn from it. So I'm going to walk you through the lyrics, and I'm going to share with you some of those expressions that you can begin to use in your daily conversations. So as always, I will be including a link to this song in the show notes page. So if you go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/192 for episode 192 of the podcast, you'll be able to see the music video and check out the song and actually listen to it so that you can hear how it sounds. It's pretty short, it's pretty catchy. And I'll also kind of explain where there are things that you might not want to repeat that you hear in the song. If you want to be polite. So yeah, so let's get into it. So the song starts out, Colombia, esto es pa ustedes. So Colombia, this is for you guys. Basically, it's how it starts out. It's kind of like before the first verse. And then Maluma says, Ella está solita y yo ando solo. Ella está solita y yo ando solo. So that basically means that she is all alone or she's by herself. And I am also by myself. So yo ando solo is like a way of saying I'm going out on my own. Ella dice que sabe quién soy, pero no la conozco. Ella dice que sabe quién soy, pero no la conozco. So she says she knows who I am, but I do not know her. So this is where we actually have both of our verbs here. We have saber and conocer, and I will break that down a little bit later. But let's get through the rest of the song lyrics, and I'll talk about why he used saber in one instance and conocer in the other. Hoy se puso bonita pa que yo la viera. Hoy se puso bonita pa que yo la viera. So today she got pretty so that I could see her. So basically he's saying, se puso bonita is like she made herself up. Like she, you know, probably is wearing makeup. She's like, you know, looking nice. She's dressed nice. So yeah, that's more of like an expression. So it's like literally she put herself pretty, but we wouldn't say that, right? In English, we would say like, you know, you got dressed up. So today she got dressed up so that, pa que, yo la viera. So that la, in this case, is her. And he's saying, yo la viera. So pa que, so she did that in order that, or so that I would see her. So viera is actually coming from the verb ver, to see. So if you know anything about el subjuntivo or the subjunctive, then you know that anytime you see para que, the verb that follows, 9 times out of 10 is going to be the subjunctive. So in this case, la viera, it's not la vea, because he's saying that she did this for this reason. So she got dressed up, made herself pretty so that I would notice her, so that I would see her. So para que yo, I, la viera, so that I would see her. Y me dice que si la recuerdo, hacemos lo que quiera. Y me dice que si la recuerdo, hacemos lo que quiera. So, and again, this is, again, think about this as a party song. So it's a guy going out and, you know, he sees this girl and she's looking good. And he says, this line is, and she says, if I remember her, then we can do whatever, basically. Hacemos lo que quiera. That lo que quiera is like whatever. Whatever we want, right? So, or whatever I want. So he's saying like, you know, she's basically telling him, hey, like if you remember me, like we can do whatever you want to do. So not too discriminating in her judgment, this person. Anyway, so then he says, acércate, acércate un poco más. Acércate, acércate un poco más. So come closer, come just a little bit closer. All right, so he's saying un poco más is a little more. Acércate is like a command. It's from the verb acercar, which is to get closer or to come toward. So he's telling her, come closer, come a little closer. Que así de lejos no logramos nada. Que así de lejos no logramos nada. So he's saying, because this far away, we can't do anything. So she's saying we can do whatever, and he's like, well, you need to get closer to me because, you know, you're too far away, so we can't do anything. All right, again, remember, we're at a party. All right, si te pegas puedes ayudar a que yo te recuerde. Si te pegas puedes ayudar a que yo te recuerde. So this si te pegas is from the verb pegar, which means literally to stick. But in this case, he's saying if you get closer. So te pegas is like if you come towards me, like if you come to me, if you come closer, puedes ayudar, you can help, a que yo te recuerde. So again, this is another use of the subjunctive, because he's saying like if you get closer, then you can help me remember who you are. You can help me remember you, right? So this is kind of a situation where, and it'll cover in the chorus. It's like, you know, sometimes you go out to places a lot and you see the same people over and over again. And you're like, I think I know this person. I think I may have run into them before. Maybe we danced before or something like that. And this is like one of those situations. So it'll become clear in the chorus. Before I get to the chorus, I just wanted to give you a quick reminder that if you enjoy learning Spanish with music and you want to learn more Spanish with both contemporary and classic Latin music, Our Learn Spanish with Music course is our flagship course that will take you from beginner through intermediate level in less than 6 months if you're diligent about going through the lessons each and every week. Every single lesson features a song with a breakdown of the lyrics, the vocabulary and grammar that you can learn from the song, as well as a topic related to the Spanish language for you to master. So if you're interested, just go to our website, SpanishConSalsa.com. We'll also put a link in the show notes page, learnspanishconsalsa.com/192, and you can get a link if you're interested in signing up for the Learn Spanish with Music course. Okay, so in the course, it starts off with the name of the song. It starts out, Qué pena, which is really an expression. So literally, it's like what pity. but you could say, I would say in English, we translate into like, what a shame. So, qué pena. It's like, oh, how bad. So then he says, tu nombre no, pero tu cara me suena. Tu nombre no, pero tu cara me suena. All right. So in this case, let me just kind of break it down from the end first. So me suena, if you were to, again, try to translate this literally, it would be sound to me, or, you know, something like that. So suena is from the irregular verb sonar, not to be confused with soñar, which is to dream, or use when I say like tengo sueño, which is I'm sleepy. But sonar, so without the ñe, it's S-O-N-A-R, not S-O-N-A-R. So slight difference, but if you're not paying attention, you might get those mixed up. So it's me suena. So this is, again, really an expression. So in English, we might say something like, huh, that sounds familiar, or that rings a bell, or something looks familiar. So in this case, it's not literally something is sounding, because he's talking about tu cara. So he says, your face me suena, which literally would be like, your face sounds to me, which is weird, right? So again, it's an expression. Me suena just means it's familiar. So he said, tu cara me suena. So your face looks familiar. So he's kind of saying, look, I recognize you, basically. But the first part, he says, tu nombre no, pero tu cara me suena. So not your name. So tu nombre no, so not your name, pero, but your face looks familiar. So he's basically saying, look, your name doesn't ring a bell, but your face does. Your face looks familiar to me. So again, that's kind of how we would probably say it in English. So like, I don't know your name, or your name doesn't ring a bell, but I recognize your face. You look familiar to me, right? You look familiar. So that's probably the best way I would say that. Like, I don't know your name, but I don't remember your name. Your name doesn't ring a bell, but your face looks familiar. So, and just to kind of give you a few tips, I will talk about some other ways you can use that expression. But let's get through the chorus, and then I think we'll just go back and talk about the difference between saber and conocer. All right, so then he goes, salgamos ya de este dilema. Salgamos ya de este dilema. So salgamos is like from the verb salir, which is to go out or to leave. So he's saying, look, let's get out of this dilemma, this problem. So how do we resolve this issue, right? The fact that you look familiar, but I don't know your name. So salgamos ya. So ya, again, is another one of those words that can mean different things depending on context. But in this case, it's sort of like now, right? Like, let's just get out of this situation right now. How do we resolve this? Que yo no le recuerde, no te quita la buena. Que yo no lo recuerde, no te quita la buena. Que yo no lo recuerde. It's like, just because I don't remember, no te quita la buena. So it doesn't, like, quitar is like to take away, right? So it doesn't take away all the good. Like, it doesn't mean that, like, you know, for some reason I didn't have a good impression of you, I just didn't remember your name. Okay. So then he says it again. Ay, qué pena. Hey, it's too bad. What a shame. Tu nombre no, pero tu cara me suena. Not your name, but your face looks familiar. Salgamos ya de este dilema. Again, let's get out of this situation, this dilemma. De todas las chimbitas, tú eres la más buena. De todas las chimbitas, tú eres la más buena. All right, now this one I have to give you a little bit of a warning. So the word chimbitas, this is, again, if you remember from the beginning, he said, Colombia, esto es para ustedes. So He's saying this is like a phrase or a term that is used in Colombia. I did consult with Maribel from our team in Spanish con Salsa, who lives in Medellin, and she says the word chimbita can be seen as vulgar. So chimba is where it comes from. So it's the diminutive of chimba is chimbita. In this case, he's referring to a woman. So he's saying of all the women, really like a hot woman, not just like any woman. So of all the like hot chicks out here, basically, you're the best. Tú eres la más buena. You're the best. Okay. So just a little caution there. In this case, he's talking about, you know, a girl, woman, whatever. Someone who's cute, hot, whatever. But that term also has more like a vulgar connotation. So this is one that I would caution you not to repeat. But if you hear it, it might, you know, might signal to you that the person who's saying it is from Colombia. And they're also kind of, you know, hinting at not just a female, but someone who is desirable. So probably something that's more similar, you might be familiar with, is something like mamacita. Like you may have heard that. So it's kind of like that, I believe, but from Colombia. So there you go. So I think we're going to stop it there. The song does go on, but again, it's really just more a lot more of the same in the chorus repeats. It's a pretty short song. It's a little catchy. But I wanted to go back and talk about this use of saber and conocer so that we can see what the difference is and then give you some ways that you can use me suena. So saber and conocer, like I mentioned at the beginning, in English, we would translate to I know, right? Or to know. So it's a little bit difficult when we are trying to figure out which one do we use in Spanish, right? Because in English, we would just say, I know. So let's go back to the line in the song where he says, ella dice que sabe quién soy. Okay, so she says she knows who I am. So quién soy is me. But the ella dice que sabe. So sabe is the verb saber. And it goes along with ellas or she. So ella sabe is she knows. So, but she's saying she knows who I am. And then he says, pero no la conozco. So he's saying no la conozco. So la is her. Conozco is I know. So he's saying I don't know her. No la conozco. I don't know her. So why did he switch from saying ella dice que sabe quién soy? So she says she knows who I am. Pero no la conozco, but I don't know her. So he's switching from the verb saber to the verb conocer. So it can be a little bit confusing. So one of the rules of thumb that you can use to decide whether to use saber or conocer is that saber is usually used to talk about facts that you know. I know a fact. And then conocer is usually used to describe people that you know. So I know a person. So this no la conozco, he's saying, I don't know her. But ella dice que sabe quién soy. So this is a little bit different. She's not saying she knows him. She's saying that she knows who he is. Sabe quién soy. So in that case, it's like a fact. It's like, oh, I know who you are. You know, not I know you. Very subtle difference in this case, right? So think about it like this. Like, for example, in this song, right? You may or may not be familiar with Maluma. I could say, I know who Maluma is, but I don't know Maluma, right? Because I have not met him personally. So conocer can also be used when it's in the past tense, el pretérito, specifically, to say that you met someone. So if I say la conocí, I'm saying I met her, right? Not I know her. So la conozco, I know her. La conocí, I met her. So that's a really interesting difference to note. So just kind of think about it in general when you're saying, I know a person, you know, I've met this person, I know them, then you're using conocer. And saber is used for facts. So I know the fact that Maluma is an artist, you know, yo sé quién es, I know who he is, pero no lo conozco, because I have not met him personally. So that is why that line is a really good illustration of the difference and also just kind of giving you an idea of why he used saber when he's talking about her knowing him. Because she's not saying that. She's like, I know who you are. So that's a big difference. Now, conocer can also be used to describe like a location or an area, right? So I can say, Yo conozco esa ciudad. Yo conozco esa ciudad. I know that city. But a really good way to determine, once again, whether to use conocer or saber is in English. Sometimes conocer could be translated as to be familiar with, right? So I am familiar with the city. Why? Probably because I've been there before. I know my way around. So I'm saying I am familiar with the city. So if you can't translate it to say I'm familiar with, then it's going to be saber, right? So in other words, so if I was to say, yo sé tu nombre, I know your name, right? So that's a fact. I know your name. I wouldn't say, yo sé tu nombre because it's a fact. I wouldn't say I'm familiar with your name, right? So yo conozco tu nombre. That sounds a little weird. Same way I wouldn't say yo conozco uno más uno son dos. Like I know 1 + 1 = 2. I wouldn't say I'm familiar with 1 + 1 = 2. That just sounds weird. So if you can sub in familiar with and it still kind of sounds okay, then you could say, okay, conocer would be more appropriate. So really, conocer in the past tense, to meet someone, in the present tense, to know someone, and to say that you are familiar with something. Other than that, saber, that is to know facts, to know things about people, but not to actually know the person. All right, so hopefully that was clear. So now I want to talk about sort of another way to say that you're familiar with something. So we heard this expression, me suena. And again, this is like in English, like a very similar expression we have is that rings a bell. It's like, oh, that rings a bell, which is a weird expression when you think about it. Right? But you're basically saying I'm familiar with that. That sounds familiar to me. All right. So let's give a couple more examples, because I think this is something that you can actually incorporate into your conversations that'll make you sound a lot more fluent. And it's just something that it's good to sort of add to your vocabulary. So in the song, again, he says, tu nombre no, pero tu cara me suena. So I don't know your name, but your face looks familiar. Another example is, bien, esto me suena como que necesitas un descanso. Bien, esto me suena como que necesitas un descanso. So in this case, I'm saying, well, bien, it's like, well, esto me suena. So it sounds to me como que necesitas un descanso, like you need a break. So me suena, also this is like a more literal way, it sounds like, okay, me suena como, that's like it sounds like you need a break. So instead of just saying creo que necesitas un descanso, like I think you need a break, you could say me suena como necesitas un descanso. So think about this, like if you're in a conversation, maybe someone's complaining, oh my god, I have so much to do, like, you know what it sounds like? Me suena como. It sounds to me like you need a break. Necesitas un descanso. So that's something you can use in the more literal sense. But kind of back to the song. So I could also say, el nombre me suena. El nombre me suena. Like that name sounds familiar, pero no lo conozco. But I don't know him. Okay. So again, these are just a couple different ways to use it. And I know it was very similar to the example in the song. But like anytime you want to say that something sounds familiar, that you're familiar with it, you can use that phrase, me suena. So I'm going to stop it right there. Hopefully that was helpful to you. And again, if you want to listen to the entire song, we'll include it on the website, on our show notes page. Just go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/192 for episode 192 of the podcast. And as always, I hope that something you heard in this episode has helped you go one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.